Police, Good Samaritan Kidnapped After Helping Bleeding Man on Interstate. By Amy Furr on November 19, 2021. A woman was kidnapped when she pulled over to help a bleeding man along Interstate 24, the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department in Tennessee said. The incident took place late Wednesday, according to officials, and the motorist was forced to drive approximately 6 miles prior to being let go unharmed, the Charlotte Observer reported. Suspect Devonta Jones, 19, was charged with aggravated kidnapping and robbery, authorities said. According to investigators, the kidnapping took place after Jones wrecked a stolen SUV he reportedly carjacked at approximately 10:15 p.m. on Wednesday at a Bell Road apartment complex. The carjacking victim was sitting in her silver Ford SUV when Jones allegedly approached her and shined a bright flashlight into her eyes, threatening to shoot her if she did not give him her vehicle, officials explained. She complied and Jones drove off, eventually wrecking on the I-24 exit ramp onto Shelby Avenue, police continued in a news release. A motorist stopped to help Jones, who was standing in the roadway injured and bleeding. He got into her pickup truck. She told him to get out but he demanded she drive away, placing her in fear. She took him to Dickerson Pike at Delway Villa Drive where he got out. She called police. Detectives assigned to a special robbery initiative, who had been made aware of the carjacking and spotted the crashed stolen SUV, quickly responded and located Jones walking in the roadway. He was taken into custody. Following the suspect's arrest, a search revealed a handgun with a flashlight attachment. It had been reported stolen in September from a car that had been parked on Gay Street near First Avenue North, the release said. Jones was held in lieu of a $105,000 bond, and a photo of him was withheld due to pending lineups regarding additional cases. Video footage of the crash scene showed crews assessing the damage. In June, WSMV reported violence was increasing in Nashville, noting at the time that 62 people were murdered this year.